more numbers that say, not so bad.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's the morning open. We take a look at the broader economy just as trading gets started on Wall Street this morning. Inflation? No need for concern. One rural music festival that's carrying on the tradition of Woodstock and catering vino to the guys. But first, where's Wall Street? Numbers down right now for the markets. The S&P down 0.5%. Same for the Dow. The NASDAQ down right now about 0.7%. Europe's mixed. As a matter of fact, London's FTSE is flat right now. Not going anywhere in Europe. European shares, as I said, mixed. Asian markets mostly in positive territory today before closing. After its two-day meeting this week, the Fed said they're keeping interest rates low and inflation is not a concern right now. Then this morning we learned consumer prices went nowhere in July, essentially telling us the same thing. So let's talk about it for a moment with Richard DeKayser, president of Woodley Park Research. He joins us live from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So we have, of course, this inflation in check, according to the Fed. And what about deflation? Should we be worried about that?
I don't think so. You know, it is, in fact, something we're living through. If you look at what happened to inflation over the past year, the answer is it declined. Prices are down 2%, 2.1 to be exact. But that's all about oil or commodities more generally. It was 1 year ago in July that we saw $145 a barrel oil. That's what's giving us deflation now. If we strip away those kind of high volatile commodities, the underlying trend is what economists call disinflation, lowering inflation, but we're not dipping into the red. So it's a legitimate concern, but I think way premature to host that as a high priority at this point.
So we've got inflation, deflation, and disinflation.
Yeah, sorry.
It's another term to think about. We got a positive July number on industrial production at the nation's factories, up for the first time in 9 months and only the second time since the recession officially began in December of 07. Are we talking about a big turning point here?
I think this is significant. You know, at around the turn of the year, we had this absolute glut of unsold automobiles. Dealers were not putting through orders to factories. The producers themselves were going through bankruptcy, and we had a massive collapse of output in the auto sector. That's coming back nicely, and the significance of this is that industrial production is one of the four ingredients that the high priests of economics use to determine when the economy is in recession or recovery. So this adds more credibility to the argument that July is a turning point pulling out of the economic recession.
All right, Richard DeKayser, thanks for being with us.
A pleasure.
This weekend marks the 40th anniversary of the Woodstock Music Festival. It was a big economic boost for one small town in New York. Another festival that's been gaining an audience is Bonnaroo. And this summer, it brought dozens of acts, including David Byrne and Bruce Springsteen. And it's in Manchester, Tennessee every year. It's a city about an hour's drive southeast of Nashville. The mayor of Manchester, Betty Superstein, joins us now. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
We're doing well. We're talking tens of thousands of people making their way to your town every year. That's got to be a logistical nightmare.
The first year, it took us by surprise. Who would have thought over 100,000 people would show up? And it was a nightmare. The interstate was clogged. Actually, they were parked on the interstate. People would just get out of their car and run up to a Waffle House to get something to eat and walk back to their car. Now, the interstate stays open. It is so well controlled. Now, people here in Manchester can go and do whatever they want to do.
Well, what's the payoff, Madam Mayor, for all of that?
We think it's like a $20 million impact on the area, plus they spend close to $3 million on materials, labor, and supplies.
You think a lot of these festivals, you know, that have popped up across the country, you think they're all a part of this legacy of Woodstock?
I think it's the age of many of the festival goers. They don't know Woodstock, but people my age, yes, I'd say it was like the birth of many of these. The people our age, they see that as the beginning. But this Bonnaroo, this past year was just beautiful. It just flowed. This year was, I think, one of the better years.
Betty Superstein is the mayor of Manchester, Tennessee. Thank you, Madam Mayor, for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you.
American Public Media presents the Scratchpad Blog. Host Scott Jagow keeps you updated on business news worth talking about. Available daily at marketplace.org.
The recession may have put a damper on the summer travel season, but that may be to the benefit of another summertime tradition, the state fair. From WUWM in Milwaukee, Latoya Dennis has more.
The Wisconsin State Fair is a big to-do here. Of course, you have the animals. And then there's local specialties like chocolate-covered bacon on a stick and cream puffs.
I hope that I do enough walking to burn off the cream puffs.
Patrice Harris handles public relations for the fair. She says despite the recession, attendance is on par with last year. The fair opened last weekend, and so far, more than 500,000 people have come through. Still, she has special offers to thank for part of that turnout.
On Tuesday, we offered 2-for-1 admission for the adult admission price. We had over 32,600 people come in for that.
Numbers like these are expected at state fairs across the country, according to Jim Tucker. He's president and CEO of the International Association of Fairs and Expositions.
It seems that people are staying close to home and taking advantage of local entertainment.
So far, North Dakota is the only state to have completed its run, and Tucker said it had record attendance. The Wisconsin State Fair ends this weekend. In Milwaukee, Latoya Dennis for Marketplace.
If you've got a seance planned for tonight, you might want to call ahead before you go and buy a Ouija board. The Chicago Tribune says some Target stores have run out of the supernatural games, maybe because of the popularity of the Twilight book series and movie. Could be people seeking a message about when the economy will improve. Hey, we've got a website, marketplace.org. Hope you can join us there and share your thoughts with us. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.